There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It looks like alternative energy is on the table right now here on Free Talk Live. We had some folks call in, and I'm a big supporter of alternative energy. I love the idea of getting sort of away from the monopolies, the government intervention, and all these things. What I can't really, what, you know, bugs me, rubs me the wrong way, is the subsidies. If the government decides that it's going to give you extra money for putting stuff up on your roof, then that money has to come from somewhere. I don't know the specifics of these energy companies, but I would agree that big companies that have monopolies tend to provide bad customer service and have inflated pricing. That's how monopolies tend to go. But I just think, you know, put the solar panels up and get out of there. Yeah, you know, give somebody a tax credit or tax break on it and, you know, be done with it.
The incentive for solar panels, in my view, should be independence. It's just, oh, I'm more independent if I use solar panels. I can create my own energy, and I don't have to depend on someone else to provide it. Like, I can power my own fridge or washing machine or whatever I need in my home.
Do you see why they people would want to pump the extra energy back into the grid, though? During the day, you can produce more energy than you will use, and at night, you will use more energy than you can produce.
Yeah, but so, like, my dad looked into this, getting solar panels on one of his houses, and he was told basically that he's not allowed unless he taps into the grid system. Like, he can't have his own.
Different municipalities will have different rules.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. So I don't know if this is the case in most places, but it seems like they want you to be in the grid. And what I think is, like, you should be able to be gridded with whoever you want. Maybe you just want to power your block and get together with your neighbors and say, we've got windmills on our roofs, we've got solar panels, and this block is taken care of.
Agreed. Let's go to Carl calling in from Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Here's what I pose when these people come on like that. I'll say, do you have solar? And then the next thing I'll say, do you already pay higher electric rates because you can pick electric companies that use green energy, hydro, solar, wind, and they won't answer me. Now, no, they won't answer. Well, because they want you to pay more, they want me to pay more, and yet they can do it right now and they won't do it. Now, the other thing, right? Now, the other thing is I do have solar. I have to be connected to the grid in New Jersey. They'll pay me 8 cents per kilowatt hour for each kilowatt I overproduce. Okay?
That makes some sense to me. 8 cents a kilowatt hour, okay.
Right. Now, off the grid, I mean, on the grid, I think it's roughly 13 cents per kilowatt hour I got to pay. Okay, I don't have it on my roof because I didn't want it on my roof. I have it on the ground, and it was expensive, almost $69,000. It was a lot of money.
So why'd you do it?
I wanted not to have an electric bill.
Yep.
Okay. And I get it. I think it's a 20% subsidy from the federal government to 2016. And believe me, I'm going to use every cent of that. And then there's a thing called SREC.
Is that a tax credit or is that a tax credit? So that's not you getting money from the federal government. It's you not having to pay money to the federal government, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. And I'm going to use every cent of it. I made sure of that. Now, the other thing is there's things called SRECs. For every 1,000 kilowatt hours you produce, you get an amount, but it fluctuates because polluting companies have to buy them SRECs. Right now, I think they're about, $180 for an SREC. Okay. And I've seen as low as $60 for an X-ray.
I don't follow. What is it?
You
said polluting companies have to buy it?
Yes, they have
what
to
is
buy
it?
Them SREXs.
Well, what is an SREX?
It's when you produce 1,000 kilowatts of electric, even though you're using it for yourself, these polluting companies have to buy them S-Rexes, but that amount they pay floats. It could be. I've seen.
Is it S-Rex kind of like a carbon credit?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Right, and I think I'm down. I've been all this will be 4 years. I've had this system in, and I think I got it paid down to.
So are you
about
now that you've had it in 4 years? Are you like, I should have never spent this $69,000, or are you like, yes, this was a great thing to do, and I love the independence it affords me? Which one do you feel?
Well, I wonder, because I'm almost 65, will I live long enough to pay it off? I mean, I had the money, I paid for it, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
If not me, maybe the people that inherit my house will, you know?
Yeah.
But right.
I got the same feeling.
Right,
I just painted some... I just planted some sugar maples, and I probably will not be getting a lot of maple syrup out of those particular trees because they've got to mature. I get the idea.
Right.
Appreciate the call,
okay.
Carl. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
855-450-FREE. There's somebody who's done it for themselves, and
That's
always very important. Let's go to Robert calling in from Bellows Falls, Vermont, right across the river. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't know as much as those last two guys that were on. You know, talking about real power and stuff like that. But I like the setup that we have over here in Vermont. You know, we have solar panels over here. We have wind turbines. We have hydroelectric power. You know, some of the major farms, like up towards the North Kingdom, these are dairy farms now. They run on cow manure. Nuclear plant over in Newfane, they closed that down this year, I believe it was. Or was it last year? I can't remember. And on top of all of this, as far as I know, Burlington, Vermont is the only town in the whole wide world that has gone completely off the grid. I believe it's 10 or 12 or 14 hours. I can't remember. It was in the paper.
They did it for 12 hours?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand about New England. This has to be the wettest place in America, and for some reason we don't have more hydropower. The water just runs down the mountain I live on. It's passing me by. There's people in California practically, they've got all kinds of restrictions and stuff, and I've got all the extra water that we possibly in. Nobody, there's no dam anywhere, and nobody's using this power. It just it's phenomenal.
Why
this
do you think
kinetic
that is?
Energy. I have no clue. Really, I have no clue.
You could make your own, you know, hydroelectric energy. Like I could do it on my property. I have the Saxon River that busts right up to my property. You know, and it's good. You know, 20, 30, maybe 40 feet wide.
It's easy to get into solar, you know, like you can just go out there, buy a few panels, hook some stuff up, and you're producing energy off the sun. I haven't seen that many good setups with like a water wheel or something like that, something that wouldn't disturb the fishies. I don't want to go and, disturb breeding patterns or anything like that. That wouldn't be my goal. So I wouldn't want to dam the whole thing up, but why not water wheels? Why don't we have these things anymore? They worked fine with mills for a long time.
Right. Well, I don't know. I do know that there are some hydroelectric dams that are in Vermont, but I like the idea, like I said, that, you know, some of these dairy farms are producing power using cow manure. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, they have their own.
Cow manure is valuable for fertilizer. I don't know why we'd want to use it to burn to make energy. It's only going to drive up the cost of fertilizer and to produce food.
Well, I'll give you that. Because you know more about it than I do, so I won't argue about it.
I just
wanted to throw in my two cents, and I'll let somebody else come in. And you guys have a good evening.
2 cents it is. Thanks for the call, Robert. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. This is why I don't want to pick winners in this fight. I believe that alternative, it has to be. What we have to do is we have to stop subsidies for oil companies. Once you stop the subsidies, then the cost of oil goes up to its natural cost and coal and all those other things. obviously, they need to burn cleaner and everything, but you should give them the opportunity to figure out how to burn cleaner. It takes a while for technology to mature. So what do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and be on Free Talk Live. We're discussing alternative energy right now, but you can always change the topic. We certainly do that here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you how to get some cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Dashcoin. ExpressCoin.com makes it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can just get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. You start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app at ExpressCoin.com. So use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice at no fee at all. So no fee if you go to ExpressCoin.com. It obviously will cost whatever it costs to get the cryptocurrency, but there won't be a fee if you get under $40 worth and you use the coupon code FTL. So it's ExpressCoin.com. That's intended for you to try it out, you know, if you've never done it before. And, you know, these cryptocurrencies, they could be headed up. I don't know. I think it's really difficult to say. They were really sort of rocketing upward in value. Many people still believe they're going to. Kind of languished over the last 18 months, though. So it's difficult to know.
It's cool to have an alternative form of money that didn't exist like 10 years ago. It's just kind of cool that like there's this other thing that was born.
Potentially anonymous. You can use it online. It's very easy to use online, especially with so many of the apps that have been created.
Yeah,
so I think it's great, but we'll see. History will tell us one way or the other.
I also like about cryptocurrencies that it's just as easy to go from the dollar to Litecoin as it is to the rubles to Bitcoin. I mean, it's just as easy from any currency to slip in and out of these things.
So many more places are accepting them, too, and I think that that's great. As an international currency, you can use Bitcoins in – I've used Bitcoins in the United States. I've used them in Belize. I've used them in Mexico.
Wow.
And so you can use them anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Liz, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, we're just listening to y'all about the renewable resources of energy and stuff. And the other day, me and my husband are always looking into stuff. The water wheel, because we're close to a river up on our property, and we don't have an electric pole up there.
Okay.
So we've got a few of the solar panels. The batteries are more high dollar than solar panels, and you've got to have a way to convert the energy. But anyway,
do you have to have that for every solar panel? Does every solar panel have to basically go from DC to AC or something like that?
We hook our converter up to it, and that helps us. And when we're on a road trip, we'll hook the solar panel up to our converter, and it's got two outlets on it. So that's a good way to charge your phone, not using the car or whatever and stuff like that.
Okay.
Can't run a crock pot on it. I tried. Okay. But the reason for my call was last week sometime I was messing around on Facebook and my sister posted something really cool. And it's this couple, a man and a woman, and they have created, if you haven't heard about this, you need to Google it, but it's a solar road panel.
Oh, no.
So this is for driving on?
Yes.
They're not real.
It's awesome. When you see it, you're going to be like, wow, what movie are we in?
Well, I saw this. This went around about a year and a half ago, I think. And what they were made out of glass, right?
No, it's some kind of a fiber plastic lock. It's a real tough material, but
okay.
It's got the colors in it and the chips and everything in it. And it basically, it's going to soak up. You know, the roads are just sitting there all day eating up sunlight and getting hot and putting potholes and cracks. Well, this is going to remedy all that. What my husband said, and of course what I thought, made a good point, was are the oil companies going to let them do this? Or is the state going to let this happen? It's probably going to get squashed like every other good idea.
It'll get squashed because it's a bad idea. This is not going to work. I mean, think about, they are glass, first of all, and once glass gets scratched, not enough sunlight is going to come through onto these solar panels to produce enough energy, so they're going to diminish over time.
Are you sure that you're talking about the same technology, Derek?
Yes, solar roadways is what she's talking about, and there's a video about it. It's huge. Everyone's talking about these solar roadways, and what I've seen is that there's not enough evidence that these things are actually going to work. So far as weight, the only thing that we've seen as far as evidence of how much weight they can support is a one-ton tractor. Well, there's a lot heavier things that are on the road, and that tractor wasn't going very fast. It wasn't trying to break on glass. And so asphalt is expensive enough to repair. We do it like at least once every 3 years, maybe once a year here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And think about the cost of replacing asphalt versus the cost of replacing chips and solar panels and glass and shutting down the road. And what about at night when these things aren't generating electricity? How are they going to be powered then? And they talk about, oh, they could melt snow, too. That's another one of these claims.
Like,
oh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, well, how much energy does it take to melt ice?
Lots. And to keep it melted so that it doesn't turn into ice.
And how do you do it when there's snow on top of the solar panels?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Once there's ice or snow on there, they're not catching any more rays.
It's baloney. This idea is not going to take off.
Okay, so the idea is either going to take off or it's not, and it's going to be tried in private places like parking lots and little private roadways to get to parking lots and stuff like that. That's where it needs to be tried so that we can see whether this works or not. I know that it's Netherlands or Denmark or something like that. Some one of the countries in that region is trying the glass roadway thing that was being done that was being talked about on the internet about a year and a half ago.
This is so pie in the sky. Can we please get off of the roads? If they're thousands of years old technology, can we go to flying cars already?
Well, we need better technology as far as roads goes, because it's crazy what we have to do to spend on asphalt here in New England. It's just potholes every year. Brand new roads with potholes.
After the ice storm, see, we're in Arkansas and we drive to Tennessee frequently, but I mean, after the ice storms this year and last year, the snow plows are, not only are they plowing the snow, but they're also tearing the road up.
Yeah.
We hit a couple potholes and like popped a tire. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the cool thing I was going to say about those solar roadways also was that you could just take one of the panels out and replace it. So it was kind of, I understand what you're saying about cost. You have a very legitimate point, but you could just remove that panel and put another one in. It's not
the only way to find out whether it's going to work is for somebody to try it, and that's what it comes down to.
We've already tried putting LEDs on in the daytime, and you can't see them, so I don't think it's going to work.
Thanks for the call, Liz. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733.
I mean, try it. You've got an LED flashlight laying around at home somewhere. Go turn it on in the middle of the day and see if you're going to be able to see a little road sign or some white lines on the road or traffic ahead. What kind of signs are going to be illuminated with this fictional road of the future? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting. And it does. I do get how people say these roads are just laying out there, not producing energy all day long, and they're great places for solar panels. I would agree with that.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because lots of the roads are covered with trees, and they're shaded, and they're not soaking in sun all day. I mean, I get it. When people are using their imagination and being optimistic, they're thinking Arizona and these long stretches of roads that never get used, like roadrunner type stuff. But no, most of the U.S. is not like that. It is going to be shaded. You've got the whole time during the nighttime when these things are not going to be charged.
Well, that's true within a solar panel.
Well, that doesn't make them a good technology to be like, well, hey, they're out there. And what about when the roads are congested during the daytime when you got a bunch of people on the roads? Are they soaking in sun then?
I want to know what that better new road technology could be.
Flying cars. It's not roads. Ditch the roads.
Flying cars would be awesome. There's no doubt about it. But it's expensive to get heavy machinery off the ground and flying through the air. And so, I don't know. It's certainly expensive to put stuff on the roads, too. Yeah, got me. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's a libertarian show. We, you know that Derek J. hates the roads. Deep in his heart, he hates roads. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Last night at the Keene Activist Center, we had a little wine tasting. And it was really great. We had a couple of wines there, Cabernet Sauvignon and a Pinot Grigio.
No, it was a Pinot Noir.
I'm sorry, a Pinot Noir. Excuse me. And they were really awesome. We paired them up with some cheeses and had some crackers, and it was really nice to sort of taste them. The runaway victor appeared to be the Cabernet Sauvignon,
yes.
but I happen to like the Pinot Grigio. Did I say it again? Pinot Noir. I'm sorry, the Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Apparently
Grigio is white.
Yeah. Apparently not enough to say it properly, but I did. Maybe it's still affecting me, 24 hours later. But it was great. We passed it around. Everybody got a little sip, and it was really quite good.
It was so tasty. I'm so crazy about those Cabernet Sauvignons from Cameron Hughes.
We have a special going on still. This is the last day for the Lot 439 cab. It's a 2011 that we tried that one a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that is a really, really fine wine. Full-bodied, goes great with red meats. You're going to really enjoy it. And you can get it for 20% off. It's only available. You cannot get this wine, which is a premium high-end wine. That's an overage. They call it a super high-end, premium wine. It's an overage from one of these high-end wine makers out there. And this is what Cameron does. He goes around the world and around Napa Valley, and he buys up the overages from these high-end wines, and then he bottles them up and sells them and puts his own label on them, in this case, Lot 439, and then he sells them to you at a discount. Now, he's getting their extras, and you don't know what their name brand is, so it's not diminishing their brand in any way. And this is what's really important about what he does. And in this case, you're able to get 20% off of his already discounted price. So let's say this is a $100 bottle of wine generally. He's selling it at $25. With our coupon code, you get it at $20. That's a big discount. So just go ahead and go to chwine.com. Like so many of our listeners have, we're really doing well with these promotions. Yes, we've got a bunch of winos here on Free Talk Live. No problem. You're in good company. Go to chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You click on it. You use coupon code FTL. You'll get the 20% off, and you'll get free shipping on anything on the site. So you try anything else you want to try, too. But if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get the free shipping. And that's a big deal when you're talking about sending liquids. You have to get their the three wines because they fit in the box that way to get the free shipping. But it's so great. Just go to chwine.com, use coupon code FTL, and save and get free shipping. Let's go to Ruben, calling in from North Dakota. Ruben, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, awesome. I was just sitting here listening to you guys and listening to the other gentleman about free energy and all the hype about getting free energy off the roads. But here in North Dakota, I bought a home several years ago, and we've been contemplating on trying to figure out a way to put a windmill behind our residence and on the ground that we have. And I was just trying to see if you guys might have any idea whether there might be some funding or grants or anything that a person might be able to utilize.
I am not an expert in this area. You know, I'm just a regular guy who likes the idea of getting a little extra value. You know, if the wind's blowing by, you want to get some free energy off of it. I lived on a sailboat for a little while, very short period of time, a week. I took a vacation on a sailboat, I think is probably the proper way to say it. And we got some of our power off of the wind. You're able to run some LED lights and that sort of thing. Very small windmill on the catamaran. So if you could do something on that small a scale, you can do something on a larger scale. I imagine that there are alternative energy grants, but I would have to go to the Internet to start hunting for that if I were you, Ruben.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about you, because I know the friends have gone completely off the grid back, because I'm originally from northern Idaho. We moved away from there years ago. But they've spent, you know, like $30,000, $40,000 on their homes, and, you know, it's going to take 20, 25 years to recoup their initial investment, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you have to offset that with, Ruben, is that when you build out in the boonies, as so many of us like to do, I'm with you, you often have to run electrical lines and those sorts of things out to your house anyway. So if you're going off the grid, you're getting the space, the place that you want to have, but you don't have to pay for the electrical lines to come in, too. So that's another offsetting aspect.
I'm wondering how people calculate their return on investment with these things, because if you're talking about 25 years, I mean, 65 grand today is not the same 65 grand as it's going to be in 25 years.
What's the return on investment on a house? You really have to ask yourself, why build a house these days, too?
Yeah,
good question.
And for me to completely take my house completely off the grid, I'm looking at, you know, from what I've talked to and done a little bit of research on it, I'd have to almost have like a $40,000 investment.
Yeah, it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. It's going to be tens of thousands of dollars.
And my electrical bill here, I've got, I paid, it's all averaged out throughout the year, which I pay about $125 a month.
Not too bad.
You know, and I've got electric heat and I have extra insulation.
You have electric heat? You're paying $125 a month?
Yes, it's prorated all throughout the year. But I ordered special 6-inch walls house too, though.
What's that?
I've got 6-inch walls on my house.
Yeah. So like, what motivates you? Is this just all purely financial? Like, do you benefit financially from this, or is this some sort of like environmental justice thing going on here?
Oh no, for my home, for the want to put a windmill, it's just something I would love to just sit there on my back deck and look at this windmill go round and round.
And watch yourself make energy.
That would be cool.
I get it completely.
I would dress up the windmill, put a mustache on it.
This would be cool. It's an awesome stuff. I'm looking at it as a hobby. I mean, just stuff for home. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not looking to completely get off the grid. You know what I mean? You know, I see these windmills out here where people used to use them pumping water and things like that out here. And I think it would just be awesome just to have it in my backyard. See, the building code out here would not let us put a windmill up there because I wanted one for just decoration. But even though I am like 2 miles out of town, but once I talked to them about making energy with it, they said they couldn't stop it because I'm going green. So
I see. That would be very interesting, Ruben. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Derek J., you're starting in the place where people should start when they start looking at these things is, let's talk about the dollars and cents.
Yeah, hello. I mean, does it make economic sense, or are you just shooting yourself in the foot? I mean, everyone wants to feel good and be a hero, right? And so we're told on all the commercials and PSAs, and the government comes out and tells us, you should buy windmills. You should support alternative energy. Okay, that sounds great. I'm for it. I like it, but if there's some alternative available that's cheaper, there's nothing more green than saving money. So I'd prefer to stay and reserve the extra value that I have, and then I can make it up to the environment in other ways. And who's to say, I don't necessarily buy the line that the energy I use is bad for the environment. I mean, presumably, if there are energy companies that are competing, not a monopoly, but if there are competing energy companies, then they would also compete on being the cleanest, because they know that this is something customers care about.
Well, you know, back in the 80s, they had this whole thing about the dolphins and, like, some the certain nets that weren't used and that sort of thing. And then there was the cheap tuna. And, you know, there was a... What they found is people like the cheap stuff better than they really care about sort of, you know, which dolphins were harmed in the catching of the tuna that I'm going to eat. So it can be difficult when you're talking about just competing, when one company competes based on price and another one competes based on sort of the morality that they see. I do think that the green companies can compete. I just don't think that they compete on the same scale.
No, I'm sorry. I see your analogy, but I sort of think that's an apples and oranges, because with the environment, with the land and the sky, that's a little different from the ocean. I mean, I get that they're both unowned, but there's no one monitoring the ocean being like, well, you've killed all these dolphins. I see them. Whereas with the rivers and contaminated water supplies, people are like, I see the damage in my backyard.
When you put pencil to paper on this one and you start figuring out what makes sense financially as far as alternative energy, remember that the numbers tend to be a bit optimistic. So just consider that and look at your payback time. I think that's really important. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Wanted to let you know, you can go and you can get free archives of Free Talk Live going back for a decade. They're available at archives.freetalklive.com. They're free. The whole website's free. I know that there's many talk show hosts out there that charge you for access to certain parts of the website and all that kind of thing. You know, on Free Talk Live, we try to give away as much as we possibly can for free because we want you to have that that archive. Go, get it. Year's worth. Archives.freetalklive.com. Check us out on Facebook, too. Go like our page. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. We're rising in the ranks. We were a real force on Facebook, as far as I'm concerned. 855-450-FREE. We had, recently, 16 million post views in 1 week.
Wow.
That's a pretty big week.
Is that the number one way you measure your Facebook strength?
You mean the way I do? Or
yes.
The way that people do?
You.
I do, and generally people do.
Okay.
So, anyway, let's go to Shane calling in from Vegas. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard people talking about the solar panels, that one of the things that they weren't mentioning was hydrogen. You can buy a hydrogen generator, commercially available, about $3,000, and I bought a hydrogen tank and put it in my wife's car.
Cool.
She doesn't buy any gas anymore. We run 100% hydrogen on it. And if she runs out, you just use the selector switch and go to regular gas. But that made a significant
Does the gas get old?
Savings.
Does the gas get old?
Well, we do. It can, but you can buy a stabilizer, a fuel stabilizer, and put it in there. But what my wife has done is she's just run it dry because she doesn't use it anymore. She only drives around town.
Yeah.
And she just makes sure that she tops off the tank before she leaves. And
so let me run these numbers by again. Let me make sure that I understand these numbers again. So there's a, you put some kind of hydrogen generator thing in your wife's car, and you have a hydrogen tank. You said something costs $3,000. Which run those numbers by me again?
Sure. You take the hydrogen generator costs about $3,000, and you connect it to the solar panels. It converts water into it breaks it down into hydrogen and oxygen. Okay. The oxygen just gets released. You then take and pump it from your storage tank into the hydrogen tank in the trunk of the car.
Okay. And now, then how does the regular engine in the car burn hydrogen?
Yep, any gas engine will.
Huh. And why do you like this?
Well, the cost of gas at the time was $4 a gallon for diesel and over $3 a gallon for regular gas.
So $4,000.
If this works.
Yeah, no doubt. $3,000 is cheap if you can just stop using gasoline.
Yeah, but you got to keep buying these hydrogen tanks, right? How much do they cost?
No, the tank's there. It's the solar panel is producing. Go ahead, Shane.
Oh, okay.
Right. The tanks weren't that expensive. The big tank that I bought that fits in a trunk was about $300. So and then I had to buy a kit, an insulation kit. There's companies out there that will provide you basically a turnkey hydrogen kit. It's become a real popular thing. You can Google it, find a good one that you like, and if you don't know how to install it, you can take it to any mechanic. They can read the instructions. It's really simple. They're just plugging in, tying in the hydrogen to the injection, the fuel injection, and then there's just a simple switch that alternates back and forth.
This is a really cheap method to turn over to sort of a green car. A lot of people are paying a lot of money for hybrids and that sort of thing.
You know what's funny about that? They don't tell you, but that battery costs $15,000 to replace, and after about 7 years...
It doesn't cost that much. I've got a Prius plug-in, and we've looked up the numbers on that, and it's nowhere near that.
And they dropped... Okay, yeah, like... 7 years ago, they were telling me something like $15,000. I'm
maybe
like,
so.
Hell with that. But,
yeah. But even so, the numbers that you're talking about on this hydrogen tank sound a hell of a lot better than the numbers on the Prius anyway.
And it sounds a lot cleaner. Like, it emits oxygen. Something I never got about the Prius and those battery-powered cars are, first of all, they're like, what, nickel-lithium-ion batteries, and that's... takes a whole lot of energy to pull out of the ground in the first place. That's burning coal and all sorts of electricity. And then furthermore, they're electric. So where does electricity come from right now? Burning coal.
Yeah, but electricity generally is less costly too. It's less costly if you already have a battery, right?
Sure, cost is one thing, but it's not saving the environment. That's my point.
Yeah, a lot of people will look at them from an environmental standpoint. That's never been the issue for me. The issue for me was to get off of the of gasoline.
Okay.
I understand they kill little Arab kids for that stuff.
Right. This is better. This sounds good. Do you know anyone else who has this?
I have about 6 friends, and I actually have another friend. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. He's turned me on to it because he's been using it in his diesel truck.
Get out.
Running 100% off hydrogen. But what you can do is you add a mixture of the hydrogen into the diesel. It makes it burn faster, so you have to consume less diesel.
Wow.
It adds about 1 mile per gallon. And for a big rig, that's significant.
Oh, for a big rig, I've got a F-350, and I'm like 1 mile to a gallon. I could drop the tailgate and get that.
Big rigs, when they're loaded, only get about 6 to 7 miles to the gallon.
Yeah,
so adding one mile to the gallon using hydrogen, it's huge.
Even when they're not loaded, they're not getting much better than those numbers, right?
Correct. They get about 8 empty, so it's not like, you know,
wow.
They are not good on the,
Your wife's car is a gasoline engine that is running on hydrogen with very little, sort of, just a few little add-ons to make it work properly, right?
Right. Just a tank and then a converter kit to run it from the tank. The trunk is where we mounted it, and it runs under, along the frame, up into the where the fuel gets injected. It's a 2006 PT Cruiser.
So, yeah, I mean, besides, it didn't make it look any better, but it certainly made it a lot cheaper to drive. I had a PT Cruiser, too. I had a PT Cruiser. It was the only one that had a convertible top that had a nice big back seat for my son in, so I had a PT Cruiser at one point. I can make the jokes. I think you may have changed my life here, Shane.
Yeah.
I want people to call in on this and talk about hydrogen, hydrogen conversions for cars, because there's got to be a downside on this. 855-450-3733. Can you think of a downside, Shane?
Honestly, none. It just kind of slows you, though, because she doesn't buy any gas at all anymore. So
what about a wreck?
A couple hundred dollars she saves.
How many wives have you lost in fiery balls of fury when they get rear-ended?
Well, it's because it's where it's mounted in the trunk is actually between the frames, so I would say it's definitely just as safe as gas.
Yeah?
Huh.
So,
I mean,
do you know anything about the explosiveness of this?
To blow up. So, as far as I know, none have blown up. But, I mean, yeah, it's very flammable. So, but so is gasoline. So is diesel.
Yeah. So
and
diesel's not very flammable.
You're talking about saving, you know, 200 to 300 a week, and then you 3-4 years into it, you're like, wow. So,
is this permanent, or can you remove it and move it to the next car? Say you can remove it,
and it's got 4 bolts. The tank is actually on 4 like little legs. They're mounted to the bottom of the trunk, and so yeah, you can just unbolt it and transfer it to the next vehicle. As long as it runs on gasoline, it will run.
You're a hero, Shane. Thanks so much for bringing this information to the people. I like that you are willing to try the idea yourself and then share it with other people. Like, I'm getting a lot of people who tell me, oh, you got to use energy, you got to use windmills.
And then
they don't do it.
And
then they don't do it. They don't know what they're talking about. But then you are like, here, I tried this. It works. It's actually cost effective.
If you email me at mark@freetalklive.com some links on this, I will put them up on the Facebook page so other people can try it out.
Sure, you broke up. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, if you email me at mark@freetalklive.com, I can put it up on the Facebook page, and then other people can find out about it, too.
Okay, yay. I'll do that.
Thanks so much, Shane.
I'll get
more freedom.
See you.
Thanks,
all right, have a good one.
855 450 free. Now, there's a reason to have a solar panel. The vast majority of people are living someplace that they can toss up a solar panel, and if that just runs that hydrogen, you know, powered thing, then you can, the hydrogen generator, then for $3,000. And $3,000, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not, you know, it's not out of the reach of most Americans either. Mm. And then you can basically fill up. Like you said, it depends on how far you drive in a given week, but, you know, it can be, the fuel bill at the end of the month can be $400.
Yeah. This could also be really good for solar panels. I know he was pitching the idea of hydrogen.
Yeah.
But this is good for solar panels, too. I like solar panels, but I'm not a homeowner. I always rent, and I never had a reason to buy solar panels. That's the landlord's job.
But you could put a solar panel.
I drive, and I could put one on my car.
Well, you could put a solar panel up on the wherever you're renting and then have the generator there that generates the hydrogen and then put it into the car.
Or that.
855-450-3733. I'm excited by this. 855-450-FREE. Come teach the hosts. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.